Good morning, everyone.
Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Junior Giant Speak here on Blog Talk Radio. We're so excited to be here with you this morning and to have this opportunity to spend some time with you. I'm happy to have with us this morning my Junior Giant reporters standing by. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
Are you all ready for our show today?
Yes.
Good job. I want to thank everyone. I want to thank all of my reporters who worked so hard to put our show together. This is new for everyone, so this is something that we're all getting used to, and I just want to thank you for your willingness to be a part of the show and to work to get your stories together. We are continually looking for reporters and people that are going to be interested in being a part of Junior Giants Speak. This is a radio show for children between the ages of 7 and 12. This is an opportunity for them to display their talents. And so we want everyone that can be willing to take part in our radio show. We have a website. If you have any questions about the show, you can go on the website at wix.com/junior, that's JR, _ giants, _ speak, /JGS. And all the details for the show are right there on the website. This morning we're going to get started. But as we're starting, I want to take a minute and first of all thank the parents who are our greatest supporters for taking the time with your children to help them prepare for the show. I know everyone's schedules are very hectic, so I want to thank parents and grandparents who are involved in helping the children prepare for the show. Your help is, I can't even tell you how much we benefit from your help. As we get started this morning, I want to take a minute to talk to you, to the listeners, about working on becoming the best students they can be. Our show today is kind of centered around school, so I thought that I would present a challenge to the children that are listening. This challenge even goes out to the junior reporters, and because we're striving to be the best in everything that we do. We want to be the best students, the best in sports, if that's what we're involved in, the best writers. We want to always do our best. In order for us to do our best, it's important that we have the proper instruction or the proper tools to work with. So I want you to take a minute and get you a piece of paper and a pencil. You're going to need it throughout the show this morning. It's important for the children to make good grades. We don't really see how that's going to help us immediately. But as time goes on, if you make good grades now, the older you get, it will benefit you. And so what we're going to do today is throughout the show, I'm going to give you 10 tips to help you to be a great student. So if you need to have your pencil and your paper, and when we come to the end of the show, I want to see who has been the best listener and who is able to take notes the best, because they will have all 10 tips. So I'm going to need you to be paying attention and write down the tips as I give them to you this morning. Okay, we're going to get started with our show, our first report, which will be current events. Is our current events report ready?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Hello, my name is Caleb, and I will be telling you about current events. On August 22nd, 2011, a memorial honoring one of the most courageous men that ever lived was opened to the public in Washington, D.C. That man was the late and great Dr. Martin Luther King. The idea for the Royal Memorial was presented by the fraternity Dr. King was a member of, Alpha Phi Alpha. They had to raise $100 million to fund the project. The sculpture of Dr. King stands 30 feet high and is called the Stone of Hope. There are also two additional large pieces made of granite that represent the Mountain of Despair. The position of the pieces symbolize Dr. King's struggle during his life. The dedication ceremony for the memorial was scheduled to take place on Sunday, August 28, 2011. However, due to Hurricane Irene, it has been rescheduled for October 16, 2011. I am glad our country is honoring Dr. King. He made our world a better place.
Well, we thank you, Caleb, for that report on the King Memorial there in Washington, D.C. And as we all are, should be glad that we had an opportunity to, that this memorial was finally open. This is something that they have been working on for years. What did you say the name of his fraternity was?
Alpha Phi Alpha.
Okay, and that's, so that's the fraternity that he was a part of, and they initiated this memorial being built, and it's taken some time to come to fruition. That's a good report, Caleb. Later on, I believe in October,
thank
we
you.
Will have a reporter at the memorial service when it's dedicated, and that reporter will be taking pictures, and we'll come back with an additional report on this. So we thank you for your piece, Caleb.
Thank you.
We're going to move on. I'm going to give you your first two tips to being a better student. Some of you are excellent students, but to be continue to be the best that you can be. Tip number one, try to sit, when you're in your classroom, try to sit next to people that will not easily distract you. That's number one. Sit next to people that will not easily distract you. Number two, make sure you are sitting where you can see the boards that are being used for instruction. If they're using a grease board to write on, or if they're using, I don't know if they still use presented, make sure that you're in an area where you can see it clearly. Those are the first two tips. Don't sit next to someone who can distract you, and make sure you're sitting where you can see the boards. Okay, we're going to move right along, and we're going to go to our take a look at the world of sports. What do you have for us this morning?
Hello, my name is Seth, and I am going to talk about sports. The National Basketball Association, better known as the NBA, is currently going through a lockout. This means no teams in the league can make any changes, such as signing new players or trading. No players can go to the NBA gyms to train or practice. This lockout began on July 1st, 2011, and will not end until the Players Association makes a new deal with the NBA owners. The main reason for the lockout is money. The owners say they are losing $300 million a year and want the players to accept less pay. The players are willing to get paid less money, but not as low as the owners are asking. I hope the owners and the players reach an agreement so soon that we can have a full, exciting basketball season.
Okay. So Seth, do you think that the players should take more money or should take less money?
A little.
You think they should take a little less money?
Yes.
This should be interesting. What's your favorite basketball team?
Kobe Bryant.
Oh, you like the Lakers, huh?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to find a lot of Laker fans out there, but you're going to also find a lot of Laker haters. Okay? So we will see what's going to happen with the lockout and see if they'll take more money. I don't think there's ever, since the NBA has been established, I don't think they've ever not had a season. So it would be interesting to see what decisions are made. Okay. Thank you, Seth.
You're welcome.
Okay. And we are continuing to move. I'm going to give you your next set of tips. Tip number three. Listen in class and don't be afraid to ask questions if you are unsure of anything. So tip number three is to listen in class and not to be afraid to ask questions if you're unsure about anything. Sometimes we sit in class and we don't really understand what's being explained, so we say nothing. But if you can ask questions in class, try to get with your teacher after class and ask whatever questions that you need to ask so that you're clear on the information that she's giving. So listen and don't be afraid to ask questions. Number four, bring the right tools with you to class or have the right tools in your desk. Those of you who are in elementary school, you may have a desk. You need to make sure that you have your pencils, your erasers, the right paper. And those of you who are in middle school, you need to make sure that when you go to class, you have the correct books, your paper, your pencils, everything that you're going to need. Because there's nothing worse than getting to class and realizing you don't have your things with you. And so that may take a little time to organize ahead of time so that you make sure that you have the right things with you. So tips three and four are listen and don't be afraid to ask questions if you're unsure, and make sure that you bring the right tools to class or have them in your book bag or in your desk. Okay, we're moving right along, and I want to give a shout-out to our listeners in Colorado, and I believe we have a New York listener this morning, so I want to give a shout-out to you. I'm looking on my board here, and I see I have a listener in Michigan, and so we want to give a shout-out to those who are not in our immediate area. The area is originating out of Atlanta, Georgia, but it is able to reach all over the country because it's on the Internet. Actually, it's able to reach all over the world because it's on the Internet. So I want to thank you for allowing us to come into your home or wherever you are this morning, and I thank you for taking time. We don't take that for granted that you're willing to share your time with us this morning. We're going to move now to our musical section. Is our musical reporter ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Hello, everyone. This is DeJore. And I will be introducing Sheila High.
Hello.
So what's the title of the song?
The title of the song is called We've Got the Victory.
What inspired you to write this song?
Well, first of all, God has blessed me to grow up in a musical family. So I've pretty much been writing since I was 13. But this particular song is one of my first songs that I've actually copywritten. I guess what inspired me was that I was going through some trials and some tribulations and kind of hardships, you know, on the job and at home. And so I got on my knees and I prayed and asked God to, you know, turn certain situations around. And so he began to give me the words to this song that's coming up. And I could just hear it in a choir form. You know, he began to give me, you know, like the parts, like the alto section, soprano section, and the tenor section. And but I think basically what God was just trying to tell me was that, you know, no matter what you're going through, you know, that he has my back, and it doesn't matter what the enemy has planned for us, that we actually have the victory. And so this is actually a choir song, but I've sung it just by myself so that it could get copywritten. So pretty much inspired me with just going through some hard trials, and, you know, that's about it.
Pretty cool. So how do you think this song applies to young people?
Well, I think our young babies and the young youth are going through just as much as we did in our days. You know, they have, you know, peer pressure, and even through the internet and the TV, sometimes they feel like they have to live it up to certain standards. You know, you have bullying that goes on in the school, that's a weapon. You know, so the song has "No Weapon Formed Against Us Shall Prosper" in there. And so that bullying in our schools and, like, over the internet, so they have pressures in their lives too. So the enemy is out to destroy everyone. But in this song, it has a part where it says, we're here to serve notice on the enemy, that the Lord's going to fight our battles. And, you know, if the Lord fights for us, we're going to win. So this song is to encourage the youth as well. So it lets us know that God will take care of them too. We always hear the saying that the weapons will be formed, but they won't prosper. So, you know, like I know before I go to work, I usually say, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." And even the youth of today, before they go into school, you know, there's drama at school, you know. So you kind of focus on that drama and say, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper," before you even enter the schoolhouse. So that's what the song is basically about. And a weapon just means, you know, to injure someone or to destroy. So, you know, you have the victory. Just, you have to know that for yourself, that you have the victory.
Okay. I'm pretty sure people who are listening will be greatly encouraged.
Okay.
So what is your advice to young people wanting to write?
It's just something simple. It's just like you can carry a notebook or a recorder, and whatever you hear in your spirit or whatever comes to your mind, you know, you can either write it down or record it. Some songs come in pieces. They don't always come at all at one time. So if you have it written down or recorded, you know, it's easy for you to go over it and rewrite it or do whatever you need to do. Or when you go, you can listen to your recording over and over again and kind of critique what you've already gotten down. I think that's basically what you can do is just, you know, carry a notebook or a recorder around and just record your songs and write down what you have. That way you won't forget it either. Sometimes you'll listen to a song and it'll come to you right then, but then after a while you forget it. So when you write it down and record it, that way you can remember.
Thank you for being on the show. And now I'm going to introduce the song, "No Weapon Formed Against Us."
No weapon formed against us.
Okay, that song was We Had the Victory and by Sheila High. And we want to thank you, Sheila, for being a part of our show this morning.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. And I hope you all got the message of that song. It was saying we had the victory. And I want the Junior Giants and other children that are listening to understand that anytime you have God on your side, you're going to be victorious. And it just takes for you to take a minute and ask God to be with you in your day, to cover you and watch over you throughout your day, and he'll do just that. And whatever comes against you in your day, whether it's difficulties at school or difficulties at home, it doesn't matter what happens. If you keep God first and consider him and ask him to help you and to protect you, you have to know and have faith to believe that he's going to help you. God has created us to be the best that we can be in everything that we do. And so you have to know that you're going to be the best because you acknowledge God in your life. He's going to help you to succeed in everything that you do. And you don't have to walk in fear. You don't have to be afraid of anyone or anything when God is watching out for you. He's going to make sure that protection is around you, and he's looking out for you. So please know that you have the victory, and no weapon formed. I don't care if it's a bully. I don't care if it's things that are hard for you to do or difficult times. Nothing that is formed against you is going to prosper. So we appreciate that song this morning. That's a good message for everyone, regardless of age, that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. God is our protection at all times. And so we thank Sheila again for her song, and I want to put it out there that we are looking for undiscovered artists. There are those who are on the FM stations that are very popular, known all over the world, and they play their songs on the radio over and over and over and over again. But we are looking for people who are undiscovered, who yet have the same kind of talent that would like the opportunity to share the gift that God has given them. So if you know someone who you know is a good singer, I know even some of our reporters are singers. So if you know of someone who sings and would like to have their music played on the show, please give them the information about Junior Giants Speak. Once again, this is a radio show for young people between the ages of 7 and 12, and we are trying to actually reach the world for Jesus Christ. That's our ultimate goal. And while we're doing that, we want to enhance the lives of our listeners in every area. We want them to be the best students. We want them to be the best athletes, the best in everything they do. And I'm sure as you're listening, you're hearing the talent of our reporters. And these young people have really taken the time to try to present something that they can be proud of. So we're looking for the undiscovered in the music realm. And so if you hear them, please have them contact us. Our contact, they can send an email. They can email us at junior_giant_speak@yahoo.com, or they can go to our website, which is wix.com/jr_giants_speak/JGS. And we look forward to hearing from you, because I know that there are a lot of musicians, a lot of singers out there who whose work is not being heard. And we want you to know that this is a place where that can happen. Okay, we're going to move on. I believe that we are on tips 5 and 6. So we tip number 5 for helping us to be a better student. I hope everyone is jotting down your tips, not only so that you can know them at the end of the show, but so that you can also use them and to help you when it comes to your own classwork and your own ability to be a good student. So tip number 5, take good notes. When you're taking good notes, you need to listen for names, dates, and places. Number 6 is set a time after school to do your homework. Now, I know that sometimes you may have other activities after school, so you may not be able to get right to your homework, or your parents may have something that they need you to do. But if you try to set a specific time every day to do your homework, it's easier to go on and get it out of the way. You don't have to worry about when am I going to get this done, and you don't have to rush through it. So you need to make sure that you set aside some time. So our number 5 and 6 are take good notes, and when you're taking good notes, listen for names, dates, and places. When you're taking your notes, review them as quickly as you can. You may not be able to do it during class, but as quickly as you can, review your notes so that you can fill in any blanks before you forget them. Number 6 is set a specific time after school to do your homework. And this will just help you to develop a routine about your life where you know that at certain time, between this time and this time, I'm going to be doing homework. And so those are tips number 5 and 6. Okay, we're going to move along now. As many of you know who have been listening to the show, well, this is only our second show, but who will listen to the show on the last time, each show will feature specific topics. There's a focus point for each show. These topics were selected by the children who are part of the Junior Giants Think Tank. And we had two think tanks prior to launching our show, and we have another one scheduled for next month. But in the think tank, the Junior Giant Reporters came up with topics that they felt were of interest to them. So when we do each show, we will be doing a specific topic that they have pre-selected. So today we're going to go to our first reporter, and are you ready? Hello?
Yes.
We're going to Faith now.
Hello. Hello.
Go ahead.
My name is Faith. Today's subject is going to be about the difference between middle and elementary school. The subjects we are going to talk about are activities, classes, and lunches. First are the activities. The kind of activities elementary have very little compared to middle school. Elementary usually give fifth grade the most activities rather than the whole school. In middle school, the activities are open to everyone. Some of the activities are dances, festivals, and concerts. Next, we are going to talk about the classes and how it is different. Middle school has so many more classes and teachers than elementary school. Middle school has six classes, and elementary usually have one class and one teacher. Another difference is that middle school has to take hall passes everywhere. Elementary school can sometimes walk without hall passes. The last difference is the lunches. The lunches in elementary school serve something different every day. In middle school, they serve something different every day, but have one thing served every day the same.
Okay.
It's between middle and elementary school.
Okay, Faith, what grade are you in?
Six.
So you're just now going into middle school?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you enjoying this experience?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is your favorite subject in school?
Social studies.
Okay. So what is it that you like about social studies?
That I get to learn what's happening now and what happened before in the world in days that I didn't know.
Okay. Okay, that's a good thing. I understand that you're doing very excellent in school. You turned in a progress report, and your progress report was excellent. Tell me a little about that. What class are you doing excellent? I believe you're taking advanced classes.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me about that?
Yes, ma'am. I got A's and B's in some 100.
What class was that for?
I got B's in language arts, and I got a B in math, and a in social studies, and an A in band, and an A in art.
Okay, well, we're very proud of you. So we're going to give you that's why we're giving you a Junior Giant shout-out, so other people can know of your accomplishments. And I want to tell you, good job, and keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to give you the next set of tips before we go to our next reporter. I believe we're on tip 7 and 8. Tip number 7 is to make sure that you're working in a quiet environment. So you don't want to be someplace where there's a lot of noise. You don't want the TV on. You don't want music playing. When you're doing your homework, make sure you're sitting in a place that's quiet so that you be able to concentrate. Tip number 8 is to organize what homework needs to be done right away and what work you're working on over time. So if you have homework that is due the next day, you need to make sure that that's the homework that's at the top of the pile. If you're working on a project that that you're doing a little work on each day that may not be due for maybe a week or 3 or 4 days, then you can make sure you have it on your list, but make sure that it's not the first thing that you work on. Do the homework that has to be done right away. So tips 7 and 8 are make sure that you're working in a quiet environment. Number 8 is organize what homework needs to be done. Okay, that was tips 7 and 8. We're going to go now to our next reporter, and that will be Grace. Grace?
Yes. The other differences between middle school and elementary school is that you switch classes. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello. Oh, you're doing good.
Oh. The differences between middle school and elementary school is that you switch classes and you have a locker. In elementary school, you stay in one class and you keep your stuff in your book bag or your desk. In middle school, you go to your locker and get everything you need for first, second, and third period, and then you go to your homeroom class. Another difference is that teachers expect more from you. I'm not saying that teachers don't expect more from you in elementary school, but they expect more since you're older and that you have more experience in school. The tests are harder and you do have more of them, so that means you have to study and try to get good grades because the CRCT is harder. Also, in elementary school, you go outside and you play. But in middle school, the only time you go outside and play is in gym. And not everybody has gym. In middle school, each grade has its own administrator. But in elementary school, you only have a principal and one administrator. For the higher school, in middle school, you have after-school programs like science club, tutoring, go SCLA, and more. In elementary school, the only after-school programs are Girl Scouts, chorus, and an after-school place where you stay at. Where you stay at your school if the parents are still at work. So that is all the differences between middle school and elementary school.
Okay, thank you, Grace. So, Grace, tell me what grade are you in?
Sixth.
You're in the sixth grade?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's the name of your school?
East Middle School.
What's the name of it?
East Paulding Middle School.
Okay, East Paulding Middle School.
Yes,
so I understand that you're doing good work in school also.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your favorite class?
Social studies.
You like social studies? What do you like about
it? I like learning about the past histories and wars that went on before I was born.
Okay. That's good. So what classes are you getting the best grades in? I understand that you're taking advanced classes also.
The best grade I got in was PE, I guess. It's been 100 in PE.
Okay. Well, I thank you this morning for you all's report on the differences between elementary school and middle school. So those of you who are elementary listeners, you have to know that as you get older and as you get prepared to go to middle school, that according to our reporters, the teachers will be expecting more of you because you've been in school longer. And they also reported that there's differences in the number of classes and the number of teachers that you're going to have when you shift from elementary school to middle school. So that's not anything that you need to worry about. It's just good to have the knowledge so that you understand that there's going to be something different once you make that move from elementary school to middle school. And so that gives you a chance to prepare and helps you learn how to do your homework and do things that's going to be necessary for you to do as well in middle school as you have done in elementary school. So this is just a chance for you to get prepared. And anytime you can have knowledge about something, it will always make you better. And so we thank our reporters this morning for sharing with us their information. And we're going to continue.
Yes,
I believe we're on our last set of tips.
What?
We are on tips 9 and 10. Okay.
I'm going to send you that.
9 and 10. Number 9 is keep a list of what needs to be done. I'm sorry. Tip number 9 is, if you have a lot of homework, allow yourself at least a 5-minute break to take a bathroom break or to stretch. Now, when you take this break, I want to warn you, don't make it much longer than 5 minutes. When you take longer than a 5-minute break, then it's harder for you to get back to work. But if you have a lot of homework to do, you can take a 5-minute break, go to the bathroom, stretch, and do whatever you need to do, but then get right back to work. Tip number 10, when you're done with your homework, go over the list that you made of the homework that needs to be done and make sure you haven't forgotten anything. Then put all your work in one place, whether that's in your backpack or somewhere near the door, but put it in the same place every day so that you can make sure that you take all of your work with you when you go to school the next time. So tip number 9 and 10 are, if you have a lot of homework, allow yourself a 5-minute break, but don't go further than 5 minutes so that you don't have a hard time getting back to work. Tip number 10 is when you're done, go over your list to make sure you've completed all your homework, and then put your work in one place so that you don't lose it, so that you can make sure that you can take it all back to work, to school the next time you go to school. So those are your 10 tips. In a few minutes, I'm going to check and see who has all 10 tips. Okay? So this has been a very enjoyable show today. And once again, I want to say I thank you all for participating. I want to say thanks to our listeners. I want to open up now the chat line. If you want to chat with me on over the Internet, if you're listening by computer, all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/junior-giant, and then you can log into the show and go on the chat line. We're getting ready to, I'm opening up the line so that those who want to share with me the 10 tips will be able to do that, because I want to see who's listening and who has been able to take good notes. We're coming down to the last minutes of our show, and once again, I want to thank all my reporters for their help. Your help is priceless. No, I actually couldn't do the show without you. And this show is about our young people, Like I said, it's for children between the ages of 6 through 12. And we are currently and continuously looking for other reporters who want to be a part, who have had children who are interested, who have expressed interest. But it is work. It takes a lot of work. And I know that you have homework, so it has to be some dedication. This has to be something that you really want to do. And when you do it, I expect your best work. I expect the same kind of work that you return into a classroom, and to your teachers. So we do, we expect the spirit of excellence in all that we do. And the junior giants that we're working with now are quite aware of that expectation, and they work very hard to strive for it. And to date, I think they've done quite a good job. What we're going to do is I want to remember to thank those of you who are listening that are not in our base area of Atlanta, those of you who are in Colorado and those of you who are in Michigan and New Jersey and New York. We want to thank you for listening in today. Spread the news. This is something that we are anticipating going for as long as God will let it go. And we're trying to get a whole lot of different children involved and show their talents. We also admonish you to go to the website because you will be able to see a lot of the activities that the children are involved in on the website. And upcoming in our next show in October, our next show will be October 1st. And coming up in that show, or in one of the shows in October, we're going to have a live connection with Colorado where one of the junior giants in Colorado is going to be doing a cooking session. And our reporters here in Atlanta will be interviewing her. When that happens, you will be able to find the recipes for the things that she cooks on the Internet, on the website. So we're doing all kinds of interesting things with the show. So keep us in your prayers because we're trying to, like I said, take this as far as God will allow us to take this. At this time, I think what we're going to do is I'm going to see who has all the tips. Do any of my junior reporters out there or any of the other listeners have all the tips? Yes, no. Anyone want to try for as many as you have? Okay, I guess I have no volunteers. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just briefly read through them and so that you can be refreshed on what the tips are. I want you, tip number one is to try to sit in classroom, try to sit next to people that won't be able to distract you. Tip number two, make sure you're sitting in the classroom where you can see the boards used for instruction. Tip number three, listen in class and don't be afraid to ask questions if you're unsure of anything. Tip number four, bring the right tools with you to class or have them or have the right tools in your desk, whether pencils, paper, erasers. Tip number five, take good notes. Listen for names, dates, and places. Review your notes as soon as you can so that you can fill in anything that you are maybe unsure of, you don't want to forget. Tip number six, set a time after school to do your homework. This helps you to be organized and allows you to know that this particular time is set aside just for homework, and you can do that and get it out of the way. Sometimes you might get sidetracked with activities or with things going on with you and your parents, but try to keep that time set aside for your homework. Tip number seven, make sure the area that you are working in is quiet. Turn off the television, no iPods in your ears, no music playing in your head. Make sure that the area is quiet so that you can concentrate and get your work done. Number eight, organize what homework needs to be done right away and what work you're working is being done over time. So make a list of the homework that you're doing so that you know that you can make sure you get everything done on your session. Number nine, if you have a lot of homework, allow yourself a 5-minute break to go to the restroom or to get you a snack. Sometimes a snack is good while you're doing your homework because there's nothing worse than being hungry and having to do homework. But try not to do anything with sugar in it because something with fruit or vegetables will probably be healthier for will be healthier for you. So you can take a 5-minute break, but not much longer than that because then it'll make it harder for you to get back to work. Our final tip is when you're done, go over your list to make sure that you haven't forgotten any of your homework that needs to be completed, and then put your homework somewhere that you can easily get to it, and you make sure that you're able to take it with you the next time that you leave for school. So those have been our 10 tips. There was a prize for whoever had all the 10 tips. So in our upcoming shows, I'm going to admonish our listeners to don't be afraid to speak up. It's just a telephone call. Talk to me like you're talking on the telephone. And give me those 10 tips so that you can receive the reward. Now coming down to the last few minutes of the show, I need to let you know that the reporters, you need to know that there is a conference call on Tuesday to set up the assignments for the next show. And I'm going to give you the number for the conference call. It is 559-546-1000, and you have to have an access code. That access code is 538-537. And so on Tuesday, the 20th at 7 p.m., we will have our conference call where the next assignments will be given out. You can also reach us on in our email address, and our email address is junior_giants_speak@yahoo.com. You can leave us a message there, or you can go on the website. And if you are a parent and you would like your children to be involved, then I must have a permission slip, and the permission slip can be found on the website, and that website is wix.com/JR_giants_speak/JGS. Our next show, as I said earlier, will be on October 1st at 11 o'clock on the same station. And we're looking forward to seeing what topics our junior giants will have for us. Once again, if you have children that are interested in being a part of junior giants, don't hesitate to contact us. We will be posting the date on the website for the next think tank for those who want to become involved on that level. And also, if you know of undiscovered musicians, singers that want to have their music aired, we ask that you contact us either by email or over the website. I'm going to close the show by listening to a musical selection, but I want to say thanks to all of you who are listening. And our closing prayer, as always, is may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another, in Jesus' name. Goodbye, and have a good week.
No weapon formed against us. No weapon formed against us. No weapon formed against us. No weapon formed against us, yeah, yeah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Shall prosper. We have victory. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We've got the victory. We've got the victory. We've got the victory.
Thank you once again for joining us on Junior Giant Speak, and have a good weekend. God bless.